Okay, so I had just returned from a year overseas in Japan. Magical, transformative year. And my ex-girlfriend meets me at the airport. Ex because we decided that a full year apart, well, she's beautiful. Beautiful like Whitney Houston before the darkness, beautiful. Dressed in a white lace dress, pure. I thought of her every single day. And now finally, she's wrapped tight against me, tight tears. I hug her, she kisses me. And I know, right then, I know that any reconciliation I may have hoped for, it's not going down because someone has happened. And I even know who. And I can barely breathe. But it's not the time, not yet. I've just arrived. There's a welcome home party that night at my homie's place. And my once girlfriend smiles. She's wearing something else exquisite. But I turn away from her, pulling me toward the dance floor. I see some of my crew. They're like, "Dude, you're back, man. It's about time, man. How was it, man?" "It was amazing." "That's awesome, man. Awesome." And they're shoving shots of tequila in my hand, and I drink just like old times. Everybody whoops. They order another. I go outside and I sit on a car until some guy tells me to get off his car. I walk home for my welcome home party. And the next morning I go to the Myers, a huge grocery store, and I feel like a ghost. Like everyone can see through me, like I'm watching my own life instead of living it. I stepped out for a year, but everyone else kept doing their thing. I don't know why this surprises me. My phone rings. It's my girlfriend, and I cannot pick that up. Whatever that conversation is going to take, I just don't have it yet. I'm staring at the phone, and it rings again. But this time, it's my buddy Ray. He'd been my next door neighbor in Japan. We both returned to the U.S. at the same time, but he lives on the other side of Michigan. Funny Ray, confident Ray. I pick up, "Hey, hey." And Ray says,
"Dude, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of having a hard time getting back in the swing of things. Something's off."
And hearing him say it, nothing was fixed, nothing was better. There was no magic wand, but just hearing him say that, I knew it wasn't just me.